This is a rain replay.
We'll get on with it in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is the Rain Report. I'm Blair Alper, KA9SEQ. If you were to take a poll as to just who has been and continues to be the most recognizable and charismatic figure in both amateur radio and sailing circles for the past 30 years, Gordon West, WB6NOA, would top most lists. Author of numerous articles over the years for both industries, this flamboyant Costa Mesa, California ham radio instructor gained notoriety with his ham radio training books and code tapes once marketed by Radio Shack. Often referred to as Gordo, Gordon West has finally been recognized for his years of service by the Dayton Hamvention. Gordo is recipient of the 2006 Dayton Hamvention Amateur of the Year Award. So the obvious question is, how does Gordon West feel about receiving this award? Amateur Radio Newsline's Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, found out.
Well, it made me feel proud, not only for me, but for the fellow ham radio instructors. Thousands of the Elmers and instructors that are out there giving their time and their expertise in helping the ham radio grow. So I'm going to share this award with those fellow instructors.
What, on a personal level, what does this mean to you?
Well, it means my efforts in helping the ham radio service grow through training, as well as through recommendations to the question pool committee to keep the tests up to date and relevant, as we've seen with the new technician class test coming on July 1st. It means a lot because I see a focus now back to the ham radio Elmers and instructors, and of course, thanks to the thousands of volunteer examiners who provide the opportunity for all these students around the country to take their exams.
What impact do you think that this award is going to have on you and on amateur radio training in general?
For me personally, it encourages me to work harder yet for ham radio instructors, working with the volunteer examiners and the question pool committee, so we can all make our ham radio service grow as we see it now growing, finally, and bring relevant back to homeschooling, and that is the Elmers that give their time to help new students learn more about ham radio and get a license.
You brought up an interesting subject of homeschooling. My daughter, as you know, is a homeschooler, and I've heard that homeschoolers tend to go towards ham radio as a training aid.
Yes, ham radio, Bill, encompasses so many parts of science, all the way from outer space to ground waves hugging the earth and sometimes going even slightly below the surface of the earth. So I think ham radio is a great subject for kids to get involved in because it encompasses so much science all around them, and then they too can begin to actually play radio and enjoy all that ham radio has to offer.
Well, how old were you when you first got a license?
Boy, I remember getting my novice license. I think it was either a 1 or a 2 year license while still in high school in the late 50s. Before that, I was listening to the shortwave sounds on an old Hallicrafter S38E. So I've always been fascinated with radio, and what a thrill to be able to get that original license and pound away with some CW to hams, maybe 300 miles away, which back then was real DX to me.
When you were a kid or a teenager, did you ever think that your life and that your career would wind up involving ham radio?
I don't know about a career, but I knew I would always be fascinated with radio, and that when I was in high school, I was working for a marine electronic company installing AM 2 megahertz radios, and I was so young I couldn't qualify for the back then second class radio telephone license to be able to light them off. So I would install them and then watch over the shoulder as the technician would come down there and tune them up.
Where did it go from there? How did ham radio guide you?
Ham radio guided me in being able to communicate anywhere. When I was in the U.S. Army back at Aberdeen Proving Grounds, as well as White Sands Missile Range, being able to talk halfway around the world was just a thrill to me. And I only had a technician class license back then, because I had a hard time trying to learn the Morse code. At least I thought I did. And then when I got into boating and sailing, we found that getting the general class license opened up all of the worldwide airwaves, and ham radio for sailing for me was just a great way to always be able to cruise around the world and stay in touch.
You were involved with a couple with various manufacturers before you actually got into your own business. Take us a little tour of that part of your life.
I started teaching ham radio about 25 years ago for the local college district and found that we didn't have quite the books that I needed to tell the students all about what they needed to know. We had the excellent ARRL training manuals, but we needed something more to make a final preparation for taking the test. So I started developing my own spiral-bound notebooks. My wife, Susie, N6GLF, she and I would sit on the floor and the plastic combs on and letter the books and all the numbers. And that's how we started. And then a fellow named Bob Miller was able to see a spot for our books with Radio Shack. He and Radio Shack were great proponents for seeing the ham radio service be spread to the general public. And indeed it did. And from Radio Shack, it continued to grow. And it's been a great relationship with all the ham radio dealers and distributors throughout the country.
How many books have you written now?
Oh, probably with all the revisions, 15, maybe 18, plus a couple of books in marine electronics as well.
You're very famous for your CW training tapes. How did that come about?
Well, the CW tapes were meant to defuse the mystery and the tension about taking a CW test. So when we started doing the CW cassettes, and ultimately CDs, we just had fun, like we do in class, teaching the dots and dashes and making the test almost a fun thing to take and look forward to, and that's what paid off.
So what now, Gordon? We're 30-some-odd years of your life. You've devoted basically to ham radio, and you never tire of it, do you?
No, I don't. In working with the American Red Cross here in Southern California, as well as working with fellow instructors teaching free ham classes to city CERT personnel. We just finished one with the City of Beverly Hills training their DCS and CERT folks. I just get a huge kick out of it, and it keeps me motivated. My wife and I continue to travel and do club meetings throughout the country, and I just love ham radio. For me, it's a terrific hobby and a great public service.
What do you see as the future? What does it hold for you, for Gordon and Susie West?
We will continue to offer our training classes, especially for those emergency CERT teams, try to get ham radio established into more areas that FEMA would consider using us more and more. We'll continue to work closely with the American Radio Relay League and all of their excellent MCOM programs. So we're just happy to be out there playing ham radio, working with the many manufacturers that work hard to support those instructors, and we're dedicated to the hundreds, probably thousands of Elmers and instructors, as well as to all of those volunteer examiners that donate their time to help the ham radio service grow. They can count on us. As usual, every day we spend about an hour, hour and a half doing high-frequency nets as well as VHF and UHF nets. So we don't just do ham radio, we play ham radio and work with it every single day. It's our lives. Thanks, Bill, for having me on board, and thanks to the Dayton Amateur Radio Association for this prestigious award.
Gordon West, WB6NOA, recipient of the 2006 Dayton Hamvention Amateur of the Year Award. He was interviewed by Amateur Radio Newsline's Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF. Editorial note, we do so appreciate the moral support Gordon West has given Rain over the years. Congrats, Gordo, both for your tireless service to amateur radio and for your richly deserved Amateur of the Year award. As a postscript, Rain's founder-producer, Hap Holly, KC9RP, was honored with the SAM Award for 2002. The Rain Report is copyright 1990 through 2006, Rain, all rights reserved. I'm Blair Alper, KA9SEQ.